This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Terry.com.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and the Boys and Girls Clubs have saved so many lives over the years, including mine, and I'll tell you all about that. But they have really gotten into a great pilot program here with the Home Depot Foundation. And this back-to-school season, they're launching a big partnership to expand access to skilled trades training to youth and to introduce kids and teens to new career opportunities in the construction industry, which we always talk about on this program as one of the best things you can do, especially with kids that are looking to get into to something substantial. And we got Jennifer Bateman here with us, Senior Vice President of Youth Development, Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing really well, and I didn't know, Randy, that you were a club kid or club alumni. Definitely want to hear more about that. Lots of synergies.
Man, I got to tell you, so I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and if I didn't have the boys' club to go to and play basketball and play ping pong, I don't know. I don't – I mean, you know, idle time on your hands, you know, you can get in trouble. But that some of my fondest memories are going to the boys' club, and it was such a such a great experience for me.
So, you know, we hear that story all the time. You can be anywhere in this country in a taxi, you know, you're wearing a Boys and Girls Club shirt and people come out of the woodwork and say, hey, I was a club kid and, you know, X, Y, and Z and had the same experience, Randy. That, so I love hearing that.
It's so fun, you know, think about that because I don't know if I went every day, but just about every single day, I was either there or at the public library. And so I don't know if that it made me go into radio. I don't know how that formed my my career path. But
absolutely.
Thank you so much for that. How long have you been there at the Boys and Girls Club?
13 years total, 3 years at the local level in Brooklyn, New York, and Atlanta, Georgia, and 10 years at our national headquarters here in Atlanta.
What a great job that must be.
It is a great job.
I'll bet. Well, and this partnership with the Home Depot Foundation, one of our great partners, and they do so much for so many different organizations. This is a $1 million partnership and includes a pilot program in clubs across three cities, Atlanta, Houston, and Phoenix. And talk about that a little bit. This is pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, so what I love about this partnership is it addresses a pretty significant gap. First is that there are a lot of Gen Zers that are believing that the degree, a college degree, is not the only path to success. And that's really important knowledge, because these young people want a tuition and debt-free future where they're not spending decades paying off student loans, but want a job that's family sustaining and where they have autonomy, can be their own boss, really get their hands dirty. And they want careers that are less vulnerable to AI or automation. Plus, there's a huge social media influence for entrepreneurship and trade incomes and lifestyle associated with the skilled trades. And being your own boss, setting your schedule and building tangible things are all trends that we really hear our young people are interested in. So this partnership steps into that gap, because what it does is help decrease this awareness gap that young people are experiencing. So, for example, if when you're younger, you don't have any access to that career exposure in certain domains like skilled trades, you don't know that it's something you want to pursue. You could like, you know, working on different projects and endeavors, but never realize that there's an avenue from likes and desires to careers that are really sustainable for family wages. And so what this partnership does is start young by really helping drive career exploration for ages 6 to 12, and then builds off that. So once young people are interested, understanding that that can lead to a career pathway and start to provide deeper training for teens in various aspects of the skilled trade.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. We're talking to Jennifer Bateman here on National Defense, Senior Vice President of Youth Development for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And the other point there, I think, Jennifer, is that we keep hearing about the vocational classes at a lot of high schools have been eliminated. Mm-hmm. So they really don't have access to that. We have Mike Rowe on the program on a regular basis, and obviously he's a big proponent of that, and it just makes so much sense. I mean, you know, to open kids' minds up to other possibilities like this, right?
Absolutely. And you're thinking of young people that can step into a salary. The average skilled trade salary is $73,000 a year, entry level. I know. So it is, you know, we also want to dispel some myths. You know, again, if young people don't have exposure to this knowledge, they're unlikely to understand what a pathway to this career could look like and then undertake that pathway. But we're talking a $73,000+ a year role, entry level at $24 to $29 an hour with no college debt, right? And then there's high demand specialties like HVAC or welding that can exceed more than $100K annually with experience.
Oh, man.
But what we see is a lot of young people say they're interested, but without that consistent exposure and skill building, they don't then have that opportunity. So we do really have interest, and we have the jobs available. We just need to fill the gap, and that's exactly what this partnership is doing.
Well, and our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, which are also, you know, they are looking for jobs as soon as they get out of the military, obviously, and a lot of them are going into the skilled trades. And the other thing that I love about this, Jennifer, is that not only is that a career path, I mean, to have that knowledge in your life, I mean, I would love to know how to be an electrician. I would love to know
Absolutely.
How, you know, HVAC. I mean, you know, I'm the guy that pays the guy.
So, yeah.
So
me too.
Yeah. I mean, so, but that's just so cool. And the Home Depot Foundation, I mean, they do such great work. I know that their skilled trades, training program, Path to Pro, it launched in 2018, $50 million commitment to train the next generation of skilled tradespeople. I mean, that's a commitment.
I love that work, because it's not just about underrepresented youth, but they also focus explicitly on veterans as well. So there's a lot of synergy. I mean, we focus on the military career as well. You know, we want all of our young people to graduate from a club enrolled in college, employed, and skilled trades is a great option, or enrolled in the military.
Yeah.
So there's lots of synergies, you know, discipline, craftsmanship, pride in a job well done. Those are lessons worth passing on about the convergence of kind of the military
right.
connection and this specific program.
Well, and, you know, just that whole attitude of responsibility, accountability, resourcefulness. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. Here's a dumb question for you, and I should know this. Are there Boys and Girls Clubs on military bases?
There are. We are on military bases domestically and all over the world,
oh,
too.
Wow.
We are the number one partner with military-connected youth and families.
Wow. That,
yes.
That is I was hoping the answer would be yes. That's incredible, though, because just from, you know, doing this show and talking to military families every single day, you know, the moms and dads that are not deployed, that are also serving, they've got such a big responsibility on their hands. And so to have, you know, when the kids aren't in school, to have them to be able to go and participate in a Boys and Girls Club, that is
yep.
outstanding.
It's so important for young people and their families that often move a lot
right.
to have a level of consistency and access and familiarity and comfort. And so they can go to their local Boys and Girls Club's youth center and have the same similar experiences, the caring adults, the great environments, the strong relationships and the programming that is deeply familiar and provides that continuity for their well-being.
Wow. How long has the Boys and Girls Club's been around?
So we've been around for more than 160 years.
Oh, wow.
Probably the oldest still standing youth serving organization in the world. And we continue to expand. We now have more than 5,600 club sites, again, on military installations and across all the different counties in our country.
That is so cool. Well, I hope everybody had the same experience that I did and remember it just as fondly, because it's just a great place for kids. And now with the partnership and teaching kids the skills, I mean, that's just really, really great stuff. Where can people find out more about that program and about the Boys and Girls Clubs?
Yes, please visit our website at www.bgca.org. You can learn more about all of the different programs and youth impact work that we do. You can also find a local club. So if listeners are interested in becoming a volunteer or getting involved with their local club, there's probably multiple clubs in their communities, whether you're on native lands, in rural communities, in urban centers, there's a club nearby. So check that out. And as you peruse the programs and the opportunities, I'm sure there'll be more opportunities for synergy and ways that folks want to get involved.
Well, congratulations on a great program and just continued great success to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Just a great organization. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for including us. We really appreciate being here.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. when I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones. And T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses. And they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you'll find storage solutions made to fit your needs. Grab an HDX Tough Tilt to protect your tools. Or keep your sports equipment contained with reinforced SnapFit lids. Or stack up and make better use of your space with bins and totes built to last. Whatever your story, we've got the gear to keep it organized and protected at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period.
community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, I love finding out about – I'm so fascinated now about these defense companies ever since AUSA. And we got one to tell you about today. Garrett Smith, Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Smith is with us. And after a 20-year career as a Marine, founded Reveal Technology in 2018 with fellow veterans and Stanford technologists after experiencing tech failures during missions. So this is some real-life stuff, man. Garrett, how you doing? Great to meet you. Great to see you.
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for this. Thanks for having us on. Excited to tell our story and talk a bit about, you know, what drives our company. We're a mission-oriented company. We care a lot about this space, and happy to dive down some rabbit holes with you.
Absolutely. And first of all, tell us about your military career.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I'm a lieutenant colonel. I'm actually still in the Marine Reserves, and I've got just over 21 total years of mixed active duty and reserve time. I enlisted, you know, in the wake of 9/11. I was a 9/11 enlistee.
Right.
Not a lot of military heritage outside of, you know, draft stuff in World War II. The citizen soldier thing, I think, is present in our family, but we don't identify as, you know, careerist military people. So it was as much a surprise to me as anybody that I've now stuck it out over 20 years of military service. But, you know, I was deployed in combat twice to Afghanistan and a few times elsewhere for strategic partnering, counter-narcotics, and a bunch of other stuff. But the Afghan experience for me, which was formative not just for myself but for so many in our generation, really informed my entire career. I caught the national security bug. It was too big of a mission to ignore after leaving active duty. So in the early 20-teens, after, you know, combat experiences overseas, I decided I needed to continue to contribute to the national security mission through the technology vector. And fast forward another 10 to 15 years, that brings us to where we are now, building a defense technology company called Reveal. But maybe to take us into the so-called trench line, I remember many experiences in Afghanistan and elsewhere where I was forced to make tactical decisions, put Marines in harm's way in the effort to accomplish the mission, and had nothing better than, you know, a 1 in 50,000 topo map, you know, printed by the U.S. Geologic Survey 10, 15 years before we were actually using it. Very low resolution. We were just an average infantry unit, an average reconnaissance unit. We didn't have access to, you know, the CIA, the NSA, some, you know, drone pilot in Nevada to make good decisions. We had only what we were carrying with us in our hands. This is prior to, you know, the mobile revolution. So, like, smartphones weren't a thing in the tactical environment. So
right.
This is super analog. Imagine driving across the country with the atlas laid out on your lap.
Or a tripling triptych.
That's right. Yeah. And so we had to make decisions, put people in harm's way based on very little good mission planning input. When I arrived in Silicon Valley a couple of years later, I realized that the commercial state of the art, you know, drone technology, smartphones, all of this stuff could deliver a much better kind of risk reducing,
sure,
cognitive burden reducing, effectiveness and situational awareness increasing capability to people who looked like me. And so I've spent now, you know, 10, 20 years working on these problems, and it feels really good to be on mission.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler Ariat and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit grangecoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Talking to Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Smith here on the National Defense and his comedy Reveal Technology. So you started seeing these omissions or this really old information in front of you. And did you immediately think this is something that I can work on and do better?
I immediately, because I was a Marine, I immediately thought, man, this sucks, right? Like, but you don't usually have time to think.
Yeah,
and so you're just carrying on. You're like, whatever we've got, we're gonna carry on. We're gonna do the mission. But fast forward a few years later, I start learning about what the commercial state of the art is. You know, grad school at Stanford, I was exposed to everything Silicon Valley. I worked in a number of early stage, you know, startup companies and met a number of incredible minds who were working on problems. And so I thought after meeting some of my now co-founders at Reveal Technology, I can't solve this problem. Right. But with these guys, with these co-founders, with you know, help and a team, I'm sure that we can deliver something better than what they've got now, right? So I gained confidence after meeting, you know, the best of the best in Silicon Valley and, you know, getting everybody together around a common vision and mission. I knew that we were a no-fail team. So, yeah, I feel very confident now that we can solve the problem, even if I didn't know it at the time.
You know, that's incredible. The mentality of that, Garrett, is incredible to me because it would have been very easy. And thank you for your service, obviously. But it would have been very easy for you to do your 20 and out the door, and that's it. And I don't need to fix anything. I did my part, you know, just doing my job, ma'am. And for you to have that mission-minded mentality. And I, you know, we come across that time after time after time on this show of veterans that are leaving the service that need that continued mission. I mean, I'm wearing my Team Rubicon cap right now. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I just you know, people that are wired like that, I really salute you for that.
Well, yeah, thanks. Jake from Team Rubicon, fellow Marine, and, you know, there's so many people like that who choose a lifetime of service after getting a taste of it while in uniform. And, you know, I'm not immune to that. A lot of us caught that disease, you know, while on mission, and nothing else feels quite as important, right? Maybe outside of having a family and raising children, like right. The national security imperative and the patriotism that's embedded in, you know, choosing that life, it's something that is, now impossible for me to leave, and not because I'm trapped here. It's because it's an incredibly heady, exciting experience to continue to contribute. And I knew, you know, I didn't spend an entire career as an active duty Marine officer. I've spent a lot of time in the reserves. I knew that an active duty career wasn't for me. It's not right for everybody. I salute and honor those who choose full active duty careers. God bless them right there out on the front lines.
Sure.
I just knew that maybe I was a bit too much of a free thinker and too weird to stay in uniform every day. And that there was potentially a different way that I could contribute to that same mission. So I found a home in the defense technology sector of the innovation economy, and it's been an honor to serve alongside people and continue to contribute to that mission.
So have you guys ever been to the AUSA conference as revealed? Been there?
We have. Oh, yeah. We go nearly every year.
Okay.
We'll be there this coming October. It's a recurring major event on the calendar. It's the big defense technology show in the United States, outside of a couple of others that are a little bit smaller. But, it's a big, great venue. Yeah.
But, last year was the first year that I attended and covered it for National Defense Network. And I was absolutely blown away and horrified at the same time, because I'm looking at all this this cutting edge technology, drones, capture drones, rescue drones. I mean, everything that's going on, and which was so mind blowing and incredible to me. But then I'm looking around, I'm seeing people from Israel and Egypt, and I'm thinking, should we have this stuff out here? I mean, you know, everybody can see this, and it is amazing though, and I can see this about your company, Reveal. I met a young Israeli guy who had a drone company and was so smart, so whip smart, that I couldn't believe it. And I thought, this is the next generation. This is the generation that's getting it done. But because I also heard from a lot of people, and I know that that you have to deal with this and address it too, is that why does it take 3 years to get something approved to use in combat? And by the time you get it approved, we don't need it, or we moved on. Talk about that a little bit.
3 years sounds fast, Randy. Three years sounds really
right?
fast.
Is that right? Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, I think the unfortunate reality is that the acquisitions process and the hurdles you need to clear, the compliance boxes you need to check, often do take far longer than, you know, civilians who are used to getting their iPhone update every other week over the air, right? Like this, it's a giant disconnect between like how things, work, in government acquisition channels and outside of it. So it's disappointing, at some level. It's also heartening at a certain level that amount of diligence is being paid to systems that are going to be deployed into the hands of warfighters, keep them safe, you know, protect them and help them meet the mission. So I do think that it's a bit of a balance. I'll also say that, you know, with some of the accelerating moves from the Trump administration, which is really just a continuation of a general innovation kind of uptick over the past, you know, decade or two, bipartisan or nonpartisan in nature. We're seeing if not a complete overhaul of that system, certainly an acceleration and a leaning down of that system so that we can more rapidly acquire and field things, rather than going through that 3 to 5 to 10 year development and adoption cycle, which is frankly too slow. Modern warfare moves at a vastly different pace. Yeah, and I think it's useful that your interaction with an Israeli should kind of spark that line of thinking, because those guys, you know, think what you will about the geopolitics or the politics or the humanity, you know, elements of the conflicts they find themselves in, they're under existential threat all the time. And so they're very nimble and small. And so, you know, sometimes that necessity is the mother of invention, and they get a lot of stuff done because of the pressure that they're under because of all of their, you know, their neighbors. We're proud to be a part of an innovation wave that is helping in partnership with our DoD acquisition counterparts to accelerate that process. And I think we've done a uniquely good job at clearing those hurdles quickly and delivering capability to the hands of the warfighter.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Smith here on National Defense and his company Revealed Technology. Well, now, you talk about Silicon Valley. You're about as far from Silicon Valley as you could be right now, right? Because you're in Montana, is that right?
Yeah. So Silicon Valley over the past decade or so has moved from no quote marks around Silicon Valley to full quote marks around Silicon Valley. And what I mean by that is that the digitized economy and the innovation network that we've put together, accelerated by the experience from 2020 to present and the post-COVID and post-COVID thing, meant that a huge amount of knowledge work and innovation is happening online, and you don't have to be in a physical location. So while Silicon Valley is still a physical place on the peninsula just south of San Francisco, it is actually more of like a theoretical or philosophical space than it is a physical space. But you know, it's really interesting, and I'm sure that you've plugged into this with some of your guests and other talk tracks on the show. Silicon Valley won the Cold War in many ways, right? The defense industrial base pumped a lot of innovation money into Silicon Valley from the mid-1940s all the way through to the end of the Cold War into the early 90s, and all the great technologies that resulted from that that helped win the war ended up being, you know, all that energy was harnessed for the post-Cold War peace dividend, and that's what birthed the internet and, you know, cellular connectivity and clouds and, like, dating apps and everything else that kind of flowered after the Cold War was won. But Silicon Valley was integral to the Cold War victory, and I think right now what we're seeing is a revitalization or a renaissance where Silicon Valley's reawakened to the imperative to contribute to the national mission, not just because of the mission, but because there are real returns to be made from the venture capital community and the technologists who have been building this generation's great technologies.
I mean, I'll even go back a little further with the VA medical technology. I mean,
there you go. Sure.
I mean, medical technology invented and developed by the VA spread across the country as quickly and was in use as quickly as it could be, and is still in use now, and maybe some of it outdated now, but that's what kind of forced that medical device revolution. I want to talk about, Garrett, I want to talk about some of Reveal's products here. I mean, this is crazy to me. What is Farsight?
So Farsight is our flagship product. We started building and developing that 6+ years ago in coordination with a number of our military partners and eventual buyers and adopters of the technology. So remember how I complained a minute ago that all we had were like physical paper maps and we had to make critical life or death, you know, decisions and tactical operations based on reading a map. Well, Farsight is the answer to that. It's a software app that runs on your smartphone, just like any other app you download from the App Store. It ingests video streams from drone platforms. We've got a military helicopter flying over right now, Randy. I'm not sure if you can hear that or not. But anyway, so military drone platforms or even smaller drone, you know, commercial grade, consumer grade drones generate a huge amount of visual data. And our product Farsight ingests that video and then converts the area under surveillance into a 3D map right there on your smartphone. Doesn't need to connect to a network or anything. 3D map right on your smartphone, and then gives the user
a
bunch
of in real time.
Yeah, in real time and close to real time, depending on how high quality the visual data stream is, the video stream. So imagine instead of looking at a topo map, which tells you almost nothing about the stuff on the other side of the hill, right. You have a full 3D reconstruction of the scene in high definition. And then we expose a number of analytic tools and measurement tools to help users understand and negotiate that environment. Things like find me a helicopter landing zone in this area. Find me the fastest route from point A to point B over weird terrain, help me negotiate this obstacle, how many entry and exit points are on that building, where is an enemy located, what can they see, what can they not see. All of those mission planning inputs are available in mere seconds in our Farsight interface, which drastically improves the tactical operating and decision-making experience for an operator. Yeah.
How about nearest DoorDash?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we haven't built that feature in just yet, but you know, I don't know if DoorDash services the Ukraine-Russia front, but maybe we should build that tool set in. Yeah.
You know, you talk about a military plane flying over. So we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. So we are directly in the flight path of Whiteman Air Force Base. So it's just every Chiefs game. I have a B-2 flying over my my house. I mean, you talk about we did the show from Whiteman last year for the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the first B-2 bomber, and they had 12 of these guys parked on the tarmac. Home. I mean, there's not even words, you know, to see something like that.
Well, and with the recent strategic activities in Iran, where we actually put those to use, it's an incredible capability. And it is incredible to me that, you know, that program, that platform is 30 plus years old and was in development long before that, and it's still relevant today. I mean, that's incredible strategic capability. I think that speaks to American ingenuity when faced with, you know, real world military problem sets that require and demand innovation and technological kind of ingenuity. It's amazing.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you'll find storage solutions made to fit your needs. Grab an HDX Tough Tilt to protect your tools. Or keep your sports equipment contained with reinforced SnapFit lids. Or stack up and make better use of your space with bins and totes filled to last. Whatever your story, we've got the gear to keep it organized and protected at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I am the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
They're fighting for their lives and for their country in a way that Americans probably just can't even imagine.
What's going to happen there?
Gosh, who knows, right? Yeah. I think that, you know, I'll just maybe throw a little bit of personal opinion in here. I think it's a worthy fight, right? This is an imperfect but democratic-leaning country, Ukraine, that is experiencing unilateral invasion from a neighbor, an aggressor, in Russia. And I think that the Western world needs to stand up to that kind of aggression. I think this is an opportunity to put our money where our mouths are, so to speak. You know, this is siding with, the relatively free West, against the relatively not free alternative. And so this is, I think that this is a worthy conflict. Now, it's complicated because Ukraine is notoriously and historically corrupt. It's, on the periphery of Russia. It's on the periphery of, the NATO and European Union member states to the right. to their west. It's a contested, weird, hard place to do this kind of business. It's not a surprise that it's being contested in this way, but that doesn't mean it's any less worthy of our attention and resourcing. But we got to do it right, and I think for all of the Trump administration's left and right turns, I think giving peace and negotiation a chance is the right move. Mm-hmm. But in the end, if the Russians don't come to the table, I think you've got to consider more hard power alternatives. Right. So it's a tricky one.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, first of all. And it's almost like you stepped into something that's been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And what kind of a difference you can make, what kind of systems can you deliver? Are you talking to them about reveal tactical technology?
Absolutely. So we did a little bit of installation a couple of years ago on one of our first trips to Ukraine, where we handed off some of our technology to frontline units and others in the Ukrainian security service space. We continue to talk with them about how we can update and upgrade our technology so that it's form fit for their operating environments. We have a number of relationships, which I think will end up delivering some of our capability at scale. But I would say that the primary value proposition for a company like ours trying to do business with any military, but specifically the United States military, the largest single military buyer in the world, right. The big market. We need to learn from the Ukraine experience so that we can build the technology that is relevant to the 21st century strategic, challenges. And in that way, the learnings from the front lines in Ukraine are almost as valuable as generating revenue from those markets. Mm. In other words, they are experiencing blanket electronic warfare and jamming across that front, disruption to GPS and other geolocational and positional information streams the United States military relies on those types of, data streams to make decisions right. and for their systems to work. We need to learn from that experience so that we build technologies that are resilient to jamming and electronic warfare attack. Whether we end up eventually going up against Russia or a China directly, or we're simply supporting a third party like a Ukraine or NATO partners in confronting those types of challenges, we need to be on the cutting edge. So that is what we are currently all about in our Ukraine engagement. It's learning from that environment, and it's deploying those learnings into our technology and into the acquisitions discussions that we have with our Western partners.
So, Garrett, where is the best place for our listeners to find out what's going on at Reveal and see some of these innovations and find out what you guys are about?
Yeah, so I'd point folks to three different places. First, our LinkedIn presence. So social media LinkedIn presence is actually quite strong. We put a lot of our content out by LinkedIn, links to our other content in LinkedIn. So that's a great front door. Follow us on LinkedIn and access some of our information there. We do a weekly podcast called the Goat Rodeo Podcast. It's I don't see it as a direct competitor to National Defense, but so sorry if I'm promoting another show here.
Hey,
but
I love Goat Rodeo. I'm going to listen to anything that's Goat Rodeo.
So it's the Go Rodeo podcast. There's an audio version. There's a video version that we post on YouTube. We do that every week. It drops Thursday mornings, every single week. It's kind of like if Cheers met defense technology conversations.
I love it.
So anyway, that's how I think of it.
How next gen of you?
I know. Yeah. We're learning from, Cheers and the defense tech renaissance and the podcast sphere about how to deliver meaningful, fun content in this space.
But that's cool.
So that's a good venue. And then always our website, we post lots of good content, product demonstrations and contact forms on the website. So if anybody's listening to this and they want to get in contact with us, any of those three channels is worth your time.
This stuff is so fascinating to me and should be fascinating and informative to everybody. I don't care in, out of the military, what's going on in our country and the developments in innovation. It's just mind blowing. So Lieutenant Colonel, thank you so much for taking the time, man. Great to talk to you. Great to hear about what Reveal is all about, and I hope to talk to you again.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks for having me on. Happy to join anytime, and looking forward to the next chat.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.